the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Buffalo Bills training camp. The Bills getting set for their preseason opener on Sunday afternoon at Indianapolis. Likely to be a lot of snaps for our current guest, quarterback Jeff Toole. Jeff, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Are you already looking forward to that game? I know you got a few days of practice left here, but have you kind of turned your attention to what might be coming here Sunday afternoon?
A little bit. Just trying to take it one day at a time right now and just get better each day. So I know Sunday will come, and when it does, I'll be ready.
What do you expect, as far as speed of the game, tempo of the game, your first preseason game in the NFL?
Just pick up right where I left off in the scrimmage. And I've seen some things, and Coach Hackett is obviously, with Kevin being gone, I've really gotten a lot of reps to see and adjust to the speed and whatnot. So I plan on going out there and just playing my game.
It's unfortunate that Kevin had to leave for a couple of days with the family situation, but it does work to your benefit, doesn't it? I mean, even in EJ, the two of you splitting reps the last few days, I'm sure that you can almost see improvement just with the increased number of reps that you get.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you never want to see a guy go down, especially a guy as good as Kevin. But when that happens, like you said, it means more reps for other guys. And I think EJ and I have done a great job of just growing with those reps and learning and taking advantage of them.
Jeff, tell me about the experience Monday night when you got out there. You were able to hit a couple of deep passes. Talk about that a little bit and what the plan was going in to really kind of open things up with some deep passes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling people it's really easy when you got guys like Marquise Goodwin and Derek Rogers had one and easily. It's just those type of receivers. We have a stable of receivers that can make plays for you, and O-line did a great job all night with picking up some tough blitzes and whatnot. So it was really everybody around me being really on top of their game that allowed me to push the ball down the field and make some plays.
In terms of reads, when we see a deep pass like that, are we to assume that that's first read number one is for the deep ball like that on a play like that?
Yeah, most of the time. I think we got some speedsters outside, so you got to draw those kind of plays up.
How do they teach you to go through your progression of reads here, and how does it compare to what you had been used to in college?
Coach Hackett has just really a progression style offense or read offense. It's either progression or pick a side and go to work. So my old back in college, my senior year with the wide open spread, it was right. A lot of the time just quick completions, quick throws, and just get the ball out of your hands. Here we'll go under center, play action, and do some things that allow us to go 1 to 2 to 3 to run or anything like that. So it's really just about knowing your progressions really well.
And let's go back to the college thing for a second. You had a coaching change in your senior year with that Mike Leach offense. How much of was that kind of like a shock to your system to get into that offense there with everything that they try to do?
I don't know if shock is the right word, but it was definitely different than what I came into Washington State doing. We were a lot more of a pro-style offense my first 3 years in it, and we had kind of moved on to the spread a lot like other schools. But Coach Leach definitely has a different style that not a lot of other places do that is so much different from the NFL and what they do here. So it was a bit of an adjustment period, and I'm excited for the Cougars this year because it's a whole nother year that they get to learn a system, which is huge for the quarterback position, especially, for a guy like Connor Halliday who can really sling it around. So I'm excited for him.
Jeff, did you ever reach a comfort level in that offense last year?
I did. Towards the end of the year, it's just that offense takes time, and it's really simple to pick up. But I think the biggest thing is knowing where everybody is in the field at all times, because you run a lot of the same plays out of different formations and whatnot. But the defense may cover, your first and second guy, but it's a lot of time the third and fourth guy who's open. So it's just knowing that whole system, like the back of your hand, that allows you to have success.
And you're saying that this offense that Coach Hackett has put in place here is a little bit more similar to what you did before Coach Leach got to Washington State?
Yeah, yep, with Paul Wolf and Todd Sturdy. And we did a little bit more pro style, under center play action, whatnot. And really, we were more balanced as well. Coach Leach, we hardly ever ran the ball. Just the nature of the beast. So here we're more balanced as well, and Coach Hackett wants to be balanced. So it's a lot similar, like you said, to the previous staff I was with.
Coach Hackett has made it pretty clear he wants to run the ball, and mm-hmm. Why not with the back you have, especially CJ?
Absolutely. How do you not give it to those guys? I mean, we saw today CJ busted 2 or 3 50-plus yarders, I think, to the house. So it's exciting. You got to get the ball in those guys' hands.
Jeff Toole, our guest, Bills quarterback. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills training camp. Have you ever played in an offense where pace was as big as it is in this offense, tempo of the offense?
You know, with Coach Leach and in the spread, we tried to be quick, but he didn't push it and really call for it as much as Coach Hackett does. Coach Hackett does a tremendous job with pushing guys and keeping the energy, because that's what it is. It's easy to go into a lull, you know, on days like this. You have a day off. You just scrimmage day off and practice. Guys may be dragging a little bit, but Coach Hackett does an unbelievable job of just being fired up and bringing that energy that gets guys to really buy in, and that's what it's about, because we want to go fast, and really it's on, Coach Hackett says, it's on the quarterback. As fast as we can go and communicate everything to everybody is as fast as we're going to go.
One of the Bills' longtime scouts, I was talking to him today, in fact, about the tempo of this offense and about how the quarterbacks will handle it. He thought that for young quarterbacks like yourself and EJ, that fast tempo might be better. And he said, you know, I'd rather have them looking at the other team than looking in the huddle at each other, that you get a bigger picture of what the defense is doing when you walk right back to the line of scrimmage. Is
yeah,
that true?
I mean, I think there may be some truth to that. I'd have to go and really slow it down to tell you to get a real, you know, yeah, give you a good answer. But I came in the NFL, and this is what we're doing. So it's my only experience in the NFL with
sure.
it. So I'm liking it. I'm enjoying it. It's been beneficial to me. So I agree.
Jeff, can you take us through the process of that fast-paced offense? Like, plays over, they spot the ball, they start the clock, and what's going on in your headset and in your head and through your eyes? Just take us through that. And it's really – about 15 seconds at most between the time the ball is spotted and the time you guys snap. So take us through those 15 seconds, if you could, what it feels like and what it looks like to you and sounds like with the play coming in.
Yeah, Coach Hackett really wants to get the plays in quick to us, and in the scrimmage he really did. You have a big play, he's going to get the guys on the ball and get it snapped as quick as you can. And, I mean, as soon as the ref puts that ball down, we want to be snapping the ball. And so it's really just getting the play to the quarterback as quick as he can. Then it's our job to get it to everybody else. And that's what as I said before, communication is going to be huge, because you got to have everybody on the same page. So as fast as we can communicate the plays, as fast as we're going to go.
What does the communication sound like? I mean, a couple of words, hand signals. How do you communicate the play to everybody else?
You know, it varies. Different plays are different things. And, you know, we obviously signal, because you're not going to run to each individual receiver and tell them verbally what you're doing. So places are going to be loud, so you got to be able to signal things, but you got to communicate verbally with the O-line and make sure everything is right with protection and the mic and all that.
Does it limit what you can do as far as checking into another play? Is that option still available to you when you're trying to run as up-tempo as you're?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, I mean, if you see something, you never want to run a play you know is not going to work,
right,
per se. So you got all the time in the world once you get the play called, because we're so hurt. We're such a fast tempo offense that there's a ton of time on the clock. So if you see something, just, hey, ease them and get them into a better play.
I got to tell you, Jeff, it sounds kind of like mental gymnastics. I mean, there's a lot going on in your head, I'm sure.
There is. And that's just getting these extra reps has helped me just tremendously, just to get more confidence with it and go out and do more just plan and less thinking.
Jeff Toole, our guest, Bills quarterback, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. What did you think of your performance in particular in the scrimmage on Monday? How big was that for you as far as, you know, your effort to solidify a spot on this roster?
Yeah, I felt good about it. You know, Coach Hackett gets really excited about the big throws and whatnot, but he gets even more excited about how you operate the offense and just kind of your poise and such, just being able to get guys lined up and get the play in quick and make the right calls is what really is going to solidify, you know, myself. And I think I did a good job of that. And I just want to just pick up where I left off this Sunday.
You've had essentially four practices without Kevin Cobb being available, and you and EJ split the reps. Is there any concern at all about arm fatigue, just to have two arms in camp for making all these throws, running all these plays?
You know, I don't think so. I think EJ and I both have pretty good arms, and we've done a good job of, you know, icing and taking care of yourself. But only time it gets a little tough is routes on air with just the two of us, because, I mean, you got one throw, then about 10 seconds later you're throwing again, and I don't know how long it goes for. But we get a lot of reps in on routes on air. But other than that, I got nothing negative to say about the number of reps, number of throws I'm getting, because I love it all.
Yeah, it all works to your benefit, right? The more reps you get,
exactly,
which maybe more reps than you might have anticipated coming into this camp.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, a couple of plays today. You hit Marcus Easley down deep on 7-on-7 today. Do you remember that play? Can you talk about that play?
Yeah, just a vertical ball. Wanted to go from him to the back and saw he had a really good release, so I took a shot to him. And I think he might end up dropping it on that, if I'm thinking of the right play.
Well,
left sideline?
Yeah.
Was he down and then dropped it, or was it?
No, called? I think he was down and then it came up.
Okay, hey, I'm good with that. Then we'll leave it there.
Well, there was another one in teamwork where you really made a nice throw to Goodwin, who has had great hands.
But yeah.
I looked at it actually again on tape. The ball was placed perfectly in his hands. He dropped that one.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's – hey, if he comes up with them and makes the plays that he did on Monday at the scrimmage, then I'm not going to give him a hard time for missing an easy one.
And then later on in one of the later team sessions, you seem to hook up a couple of times with Brandon Kaufman. He's an interesting guy with an interesting background with very good hands. Can you talk about Kaufman and what you see from him?
Yeah, just a really big body guy. Has tremendous range. I really feel good about throwing to him because he's going to go up and get it and long arms and so, just like I said, big body guy, can move really well, and just, you know, I'd really categorize him as just a playmaker, I think. Not going to be an overly flashy guy here in practice, but I think when the lights come on in game time, he's going to make plays.
What do you think will be the key to you locking down a spot on this roster, Jeff? Do you feel like you're there already? I mean, they only have three quarterbacks here.
You know, you never want to feel I don't ever want to feel settled and feel like I've made it, because I think that's when a lot of guys – get into trouble and make the mistake. So I'm going to keep pushing every day, trying to earn a spot. And I think the biggest thing for me is just to earn the trust of my teammates and my coaches to know that if something were to happen, EJ or Kevin, that I can go in and have success and maybe win a couple ball games or whatever I need to do. They feel confident in me. And as long as I do that, then I think I'll have a good shot of making the club.
We look forward to watching you here and, of course, on Sunday afternoon in Indy. Thanks very much, Jeff, for doing this.
Thank you very much.
Quarterback Jeff Toole of the Buffalo Bills. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.